The Wonder of Christmas, a compilation.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. Jesus Christ was born in the meanest of circumstances, but the air above was filled with the hallelujahs of heavenly hosts. His lodging was a cattle pen, but a star drew distinguished visitants from afar to pay him homage. His birth was contrary to the laws of life. His death was contrary to the laws of death. He had no wheat fields or fisheries, but he could feed 5,000 people and have bread and fish to spare. He walked on no beautiful carpets, but he walked on water. Yet no miracle he performed is so wonderful or inexplicable as his love for you and me. Activated. Something wonderful. Every year I look forward to Christmas. I love how pine boughs and red ribbon transform the drab corners of a home into a cozy wonderland. Christmas music carries me to happy memories of Christmases past and fills me with anticipation for the season. Each year, as I decorate and put up our tree, I'm amazed at all that has passed in the day since I last decorated. No matter where the year has taken me, it culminates in this familiar season of joy and sharing. Growing up, our Christmases were not traditional. We didn't have the expectation of gifts or the demand for a specific menu. We didn't expect snow or a white Christmas. We weren't stuck on which language we would sing our favorite Christmas carols in. We didn't know who we would share Christmas with. Some years we had a tree. Some years we did not. I have spent Christmas in more than a dozen countries: Portugal, Canada, Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, China, Italy, Greece, Hungary, Poland, the US, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, and Mexico. Some of these countries have a rich history of Christmas traditions, and some of them have the dire absence of any sort of Christmas at all. Some countries celebrated Christmas in ways that were familiar to me, and some were totally new and unfamiliar. All through my life, Christmas had only one common ingredient: the celebration of Jesus' birth. It was a time to remind ourselves of the great joy that came to mankind when God sent his Son to bridge the gap between us sinful humans and God's perfection. It was the first time that the human race did not need to fear death anymore. Salvation had come. We always celebrated his birthday by trying to bring salvation to as many as we could. Some of my happiest memories are the personal exchanges that I had with some of the people we met over Christmas, the times I saw the impact God's love can make on a heart that is lonely and aching. There was a time when I wished our family had developed more Christmas traditions. I wanted Christmas to conjure up a cozy, familiar feeling associated with meaningful rituals, events, and foods our family enjoyed. I wanted traditions we could pass on to our children. But I see it differently now. I don't want Christmas to come in boxes of decorations we unpack each year accompanied by a predetermined set of events, exchanges, and foods. I don't want a Christmas of expectations, but rather one of expectancy. Jesus' birth was full of the unexpected. Journeys, shepherds, angels, soldiers. His life defied tradition and expectation as well, not the least of which was rising from the dead. Each year when his birthday rolls around, rather than trying to create a Christmas of traditions, we can open ourselves up to how God wants to work through us. Maybe you'll find someone new to share Christmas with. Maybe God will lead you to someone whom you can share salvation with. Maybe you'll come across an unexpected need and be prompted to be extra generous. I need this message this year due to a very challenging set of circumstances, the kind that do not make the future, especially the immediate future, look very bright. How do you celebrate when each day seems to be laced with the lingering of unhappy circumstances? But then I remember the message the angel brought the shepherds. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. That's the overarching joy we have to share and celebrate this Christmas and every Christmas. Jesus is with us, and something wonderful is going to happen. Mara Hodler. Finding Christmas. Christmas is different things to different people. For some people, it's the money-making opportunity of the year. For others, it's an inescapable financial disaster, a sinkhole of overspending that will take them months to climb out of. For some, it's a time to enjoy family and friends, a time to love and be loved. For others, it's the loneliest time of the year. For some, it's the warmth and security of hearth and home. For others, it's a painfully stark reminder of all they don't have and probably never will. For some, it's cause for deep reflection. For others, an occasion to party and forget it all. For some, it's a chance to splurge on gifts for loved ones and to receive in kind. For others, it's a chance to give of themselves to needy strangers, expecting nothing in return. For some, it's beautiful lights and colorful decorations, a brief once-a-year escape into a world where all is merry and all is right. For others, it's hope in the promise that one day all wrongs will be made right and there will truly be peace on earth, goodwill toward men. For some, it's a jolly old man in a red suit and long white beard saying ho, 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 and making children's wishes come true. For others, it's a baby boy in a manger who will make God's wish come true. Since the beginning of time, people have longed for a special something to make their lives truly meaningful and complete. Who would have ever thought that all of that would come in the form of a tiny baby born in a barn in some faraway land? But that's exactly what happened. God looked at every human heart he had created and every heart to come, and he knew just what they needed. So he took a part of his own heart and fashioned the perfect answer. Then he sent the answer into the world, and he called the answer Jesus. As Christians, at Christmas we celebrate the true meaning of the day that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son as the greatest gift of all time. Christmas is an opportunity to join millions around the world in celebrating Jesus' birth and sharing his love with others so that everyone has the opportunity to accept God's free gift of salvation. May God bless you and make you a blessing to others this Christmas season. Keith Phillips. A Christmas Prayer. Lord, in a season when every heart should be happy and light, many of us are struggling with the heaviness of life, burdens that steal the joy right out of our Christmas stockings. For those whose hearts are battered by sorrow or broken relationships, for those whose lives know only conflict and confusion, for those whose bodies are tired and tested beyond their ability to endure this year, precious Saviour, draw them close to you. Let them know that you are still the same Jesus who was born of a virgin, not in a hospital, but an animal barn, laid in a manger of hay. You are still the one sent by a heavenly Father who offered not condemnation for our sins, but love and forgiveness, and daily divine fellowship. We not only need your peace and joy, Lord, we crave it. You've promised rest for the weary, victory for the battle-scarred, peace for the anxious, and acceptance for the broken-hearted, not just at Christmas, but every day of every year. Your name is still called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. As your children, we cry out for a fresh filling and a new awareness of who you are. We choose by faith to make the good news of great joy a reality in our own lives so others can see us as lighted trees of life, pointing to you this Christmas. We know one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. And we also know that peace on earth can only come when hearts find peace with you. You are still our joy. You are still our peace. You are no longer a babe in the manger. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And we still celebrate you as Lord this Christmas and always. Rebecca Barlow Jordan.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.